The Sentai Review, Episode 65, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2, Volume 1 Review.
Welcome back to the Sentai Review. It is time to start talking about these here Ranger guy people dudes again. Yeah. Now, I was told that we finished Season 2, correct? So we've already talked about the Green Ranger losing his powers and everything?
No, we finished Season 1.
Okay, so we finished Season 1. So Season 2...
we had to go get into.
Okay.
So Seth Lovell, sorry, Al.
Scott Action Jackson.
God damn it, Bill.
No, you're fine. No, I have to know, for sure that this is where we are.
No, I know.
This is Willing Bush, Reploid Bill, and we are... Yeah, I just looked at the episode list. We are on Season 2, Volume 1 for the Saban Power Rangers. So, yeah. Now we whore out the website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, yeah, we're back. Whatnot. Here we go. Season 2, man. Holy shit. It starts out with Mutiny, Part 1, 2, and 3, and right off the bat, we gotta talk, because Mutiny?
Zed.
That's Lord Zed.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best thing that our show ever did. As far as I'm concerned, that was our pinnacle. That was the best thing we ever did in our show, was introduce our own villain, who turned out to actually be cooler than the villain that they had for their show.
Why do I feel like that's a lie? Because I don't think we introduced Lord Zed. The only thing I remember us introducing was Pervy Zordon. Do you mean Saban introduced Lord Zed?
Okay, well, the best thing that our show has ever done... the best thing our show has ever done is introduce Pervy Zordon. Which, by the way, he was scared as hell when this guy showed up.
No, Rangers, stay away from him. The safe word is not banana anymore.
Dude. Holy shit, man. Zed was genuinely fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was all bleeding and shit. Like,
goo and stuff.
Yeah, he was always wet and glistening, and he like...
all these muscles.
Yeah, his skin wasn't there, and he was wet. He, like, left... Okay, like, there were scenes where when he was first in the chair and the room was all red and shit... and he looked like he was dead. The very first introduction of Zed, the chair turns around and he's not moving. He's just in the chair, almost like he's dead. And then the blood and shit starts pumping on the outside of him. It starts pumping through those veins, those wires on the outside of him. And then the visor slowly came on. And then that was that snake that was crawling around him. And he stood up and grabbed the snake. And it turned into the Zed staff. And he put it down. And I was like, who the fuck is this dude? Because holy shit on this dude. And Rita was afraid of him. He was competent. When they first introduced him, he was a competent villain.
Yeah.
It
wasn't until Rita started giving him handies out back
we'll
behind
get there.
The dumpster.
Like, there's a scene, if you really watch the introduction, these first three episodes, there's that part really? Where he walks up and he puts his hand on the railing.
Nobody. Dumpster.
And he's sitting there. And, when he walks away from the railing, there's a wet spot on the railing where his hand was, which means that he's like bleeding all the time. He was genuinely scary, and I guess kids were quite literally so afraid of him that they were like crying to their parents, and parents kept calling in requesting that Zed be neutered, basically. And here's the thing. I think that Saban made a mistake by going back and kind of... making him more okay. And the reason I say that's a bad thing is because, one, Zed was competent. He showed up, destroyed the Rangers' powers, like, wrecked their Zords, made it so that that what they were doing, like, everything that they'd done up to this point, even after Doomsday, they felt like they were accomplishing something, and he showed up instantly, and he was like, that was the Little Leagues. I'm done with this shit. And he made a mockery out of everything that we'd accomplished up to that point, instantly, in, like, two episodes. It's true that we barely beat him, but that's another thing, too. We barely beat him that one time. And he's pretty pissed when he loses. And I think that kids being afraid of him, isn't that kind of important? Isn't he supposed to be a villain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to be like, oh, yeah, fucking Zed is great. I mean, yeah, we say he's great now, but we're looking at it from an adult perspective. As a kid, we weren't supposed to be attracted to Lord Zed. We weren't supposed to be, like, drawn. We're supposed to like the heroes. We're kids. We're seeing, like, a hero show. And we're hoping that the heroes overcome an obstacle. Well, the more terrifying and menacing an obstacle is, the more difficult an obstacle is, the better our hero is for overcoming it. So as Zed becomes less and less terrifying and more incompetent, our heroes follow suit. They look less heroic and seem less heroic.
Do you know what it is? It's Nightmare on Elm Street syndrome. They took a dude like Freddy Krueger, who was like creepy as fuck, and then all of a sudden just kind of turned his ass into a joke. Start getting in toward like movie 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. You're just like, yeah, yeah, Freddy's going to show up, a couple things.
Kill some people.
It'll be kind of funny, maybe kill a guy or two.
Well, we won't even get into Freddy here, but you went way too far. He didn't have that many movies.
No, I know. But it's typical. It's like horror movie fucking cliches, like, after a while. Once you start getting, like, so far out, that's literally what happened to Zed. Zed could have been, like, a child version of, like, a horror movie, like, slasher, which would have been fucking epic, but then they were just like, yeah, just tone him down.
He didn't need the machine. He banished Rita.
Yeah, he put her back into the dumpster and...
Yeah, he put her in a worse one, actually.
Yeah.
He shrunk her down and put her inside of, like, the original dumpster was big enough that two men had to fucking, you know,
pick
remove the lid or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't do that. He took, like, a pot from the kitchen, shrunk her down, sealed it, and then threw her into space. And by the way, one of two things is going on. Either she somehow counteracted his power, or he has just as bad as aim as Zordon did all those years ago, because he ended up throwing her not very far, because she basically fell to Earth.
Well, after a while.
Yeah, but she fell to Earth. So, and his words exactly were, I banish you to the farthest ends of the galaxy. And then he zapped her and threw her. So either she contradicted his power, or he has terrible aim.
Yeah, because instead of throwing her ass towards, let's just say, the source wall, for like a comic book reference, which is the literal edge of the universe, went from the closest moonosphere to the closest planet.
When Zed banished Rita, we had the Green Ranger. When Rita crashed on Earth, we had the White Ranger.
But it doesn't change the fact that if he's so powerful, either she contradicted his power,
or something,
or he has awful aim. Because he boomeranged her ass back to the Earth.
But it took a while.
But she did come back to the Earth. And
that
I don't think it took
maybe
nearly...
he's not that strong. Maybe he just kind of, like, tossed her ass, and then, like, the Earth's natural orbit finally caught back up to her.
Yeah, maybe the whole rotation stuff happened.
Yeah.
Like, man, after he showed up and he destroyed the Zords, only the Dragon Zord survived his encounter.
Yeah.
And it only survived because they called it back.
Yeah, it went back into the sea.
After that, it's the Wannabe Ranger, Putty on the Brain, Bloom of Doom, the Green Dream, the Power Stealer, the Beetle Invasion, Welcome to Venus Island, the Song of Guitardo. Okay, now there's a reason I'm stopping here. All of those events would make it seem like they went back to the standard, that they were make a monster, grow. But here's the truth. Zed was competent. He was losing on purpose.
Yeah.
It sounds ridiculous, but he was. He could have made another incredible monster. He purposely wanted to do one thing. Delete Rita's failure. It was a stain on him. He trusted her to carry out his wishes. He was the Emperor of Evil. By this point, we didn't know about anything else.
Yeah.
And he was pissed that she made him look bad. And one of the things that was making him look bad was there was still this Green Ranger that was still running around, one of her mistakes that was still paining him.
Yeah.
Yep.
In order to wipe the Green Ranger from existence, he purposely continually attacks with monsters that are just strong enough to force the Green Ranger into battle.
To keep sapping his powers.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, when all was said and done, 12 and 13 are green no more. Where the Green Ranger, Zed, finally gets it. He destroys the green power.
Thanks to the green candle.
No. No, he used that crystal and that one monster that had the shell on its back that could absorb energies.
Yeah.
And purposely put Tommy in a field by himself where the other Rangers could not get to him. And he ended up having to fight that weird slug guy by himself. And the slug took all of the energy. He then put it into a dark crystal and attempted to make Dark Rangers. But then Tommy broke the crystal and got just enough power for one morph. And he used that one morph to have one final fight, and then the green powers were gone. They ran their course.
Yeah.
It's true that the candle started the process, but Zordon had been band-aiding the powers and everything up to that point. Zed finally destroyed it. And he used the power-stealing monster to do it. Because then Tommy ended up having to fight Goldar as a human out in the field.
Yep.
And in the same episode, he'd received a message from the future from himself without green powers saying, like, you know, the Green Ranger is no more. Look out, you'll be by yourself.
And you know how he was able to send that? Through the power of being his own team later on.
Yeah, you got a look on your face like you don't remember any of that, but that's how it happened, because after
that... I thought
that,
it was the Green Candle that finished it.
Green Candle was way back in Season 1.
Yeah.
The Green Candle severed his connection to the morphing grid, which means
the
Tommy...
Candle was fucking Rita's
Tommy
shit.
Was no longer connected to the morphing grid. The green power still existed.
Oh, wait, this is when the other colored candle showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, never mind then.
After that, we went into Missing Green, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Park, Beauty and the Beast. The Rangers almost lost three times to Lord Zed. Each time was just like him testing the waters, seeing what they could take now, and he was preparing for the finalizer. And he finally made the monster that would have defeated the Rangers in episode 17 and 18, which is White Light.
Oh, that trio of monsters.
But what he didn't count on was at the exact same time, Zordon was working on a project that could defeat Zed, so to speak. So he creates the white energy. The white energy is created from the power of light and can never be corrupted by evil, and supposedly the powers that power cannot be destroyed or corrupted. So even if Tommy was to lose the power, that power would just simply go to somebody else. Like, evil cannot obtain it. But
no, viewers, don't look at that plot hole.
Yes, don't view that plot hole. Because the truth of the matter is that the white power was destroyed later on. Blatantly fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
And then, aside from that, he also lost a fight to the Green Ranger, which we'll get to talk about when it happens, but it's more solid proof that Zordon was just talking shit.
Yeah.
He's like, this power can never be corrupted or destroyed. Why?
It is pure light.
Because it's made from light. Well, why can't it be destroyed? Because I said so.
I'm interdimensional, damn it!
I'm interdimensional!
Alpha, tell them!
Yeah, he's interdimensional.
He is interdimensional.
Aye, he's interdimensional.
Yeah, we don't have a Shane for an for
like,
a
I'm so tired of this dog shit.
Rangers, get me the fuck out of here.
Now, Rangers, leave. I must view the viewing globe. 19 was 2-for-1. Opposites attract. Zed's Monster Mash, which I'll be honest, I don't remember. I think
wasn't that the one where he like grabbed up a bunch of monsters?
I think they're stuck in a stupid ass haunted house. It was like one of those dumb forced episodes.
Back to that haunted house too.
It was a dumbass forced episode, if I remember right. At this point, 22, 23, and 24 is the ninja encounter. You're making a face.
That's when Ninjor comes in. And they kind of dip into what happens.
That seems way too early. Ninjor's season 3. Ninjor's season 3.
Because I'm still trying to think of when Zed turns them into fucking little kids.
So look it up. Because I actually don't remember this episode. I need a slight refresher real quick.
What's it called again?
The Ninja Encounter. And it cannot be. It can't be him because Ninjor doesn't show up till season 3. Season 3 is the replacement for the movie. The movie is the replacement for the first arc of Season 3.
Could this be the first introductions to the Aquitar Rangers?
No, the Aquitar Rangers, they exist. Oh, wait, maybe now. Find it.
You goddamn ads, mother...
That's not helping us.
Yeah, 3... 2, but don't fucking sit on one, you son of a... Fuck you. Okay. Plot. Tommy, Kimberly, and Billy meet Rocky, Adam, and Aisha, and their teacher, Hank Anderson, after rescuing his baby son, Jacob, from a runaway stroller.
Hold on, wait. This is the episode where they introduce the Rangers, but they're not the Rangers yet, the ones that are going to replace the guys that are there. But there's one thing I want to talk about. What in the fuck is wrong with Angel Grove?
The baby stroller.
Every single person in Angel Grove deserves what's fucking coming to them, okay? In that episode, just so you know, because it seems like you don't remember.
I kind of do and kind of don't.
A person loses their baby stroller. The baby is in the fucking stroller. It starts to go down the hill. It goes... down a big... This thing's like a goddamn mountain or something. Like, baby gonna die.
The Rangers...
Ghostbusters 2, like a motherfucker?
Almost everybody. Literally. There's a guy sitting on a park bench. He watches it. Another person skates right by it. Fuck it.
Even Bulk and Skull go chasing after the baby.
Bulk and Skull see a baby in peril. And immediately, Bulk is like, fuck, dude, get up. That's a baby. So they get up and they run after this carriage. They're trying. They're literally pushing the limits. They're trying as hard as they can for a fat kid to run after this stroller. Fucking baby.
Yeah.
Even the parent of the baby sits at the top of the hill like, no, my
baby.
Somebody
help me.
Help me.
And then the parent starts running.
Then, like, some other people watch it go by. One person's having a picnic. He's literally an arms-grabbing length from the stroller, and it goes by him. Oh, shit, that's a baby. Back to what I was doing. There are guys working on construction. This scene is really long.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fucking 5-minute long scene that the stroller goes down a hill. It's retarded,
dude. I was going to say maybe 10.
Like, there's, there's a group of guys that are, like, working on something. They're construction guys. They just watch it. And finally, three teens, which are the new guys that are going to come in, they stop it.
I think it's the Ashley and the Kimberly both grab onto the baby carriage.
Yeah, they save the carriage.
But it takes until they're next to the cliff.
Yeah. Look, every single person in Angel Grove probably deserves what's coming their way.
Yeah.
Because what the shit? I do remember this because
all
like,
the Power Rangers will get it, whatever.
Right.
It's kind of like living in Metropolis. Oh no, the train's derailing. Fuck, I hope I'm not late for dinner.
Yeah, Superman be here to put it back on its tracks here in 2 seconds, so don't even worry about it.
Oh fuck, this building's on fire. Help, help, firemen. And the firemen are sitting down there like,
for
dude,
what?
We're playing poker, man. Really?
Sooner or later, a white lantern's going to fly by or something.
Fucking
yeah.
Superman will be here in like 3 minutes, man. What do you? I got a pizza coming. Superman's delivering it.
Yeah. Superman's
Metropolis.
Coming. Superman's coming with ice breath and a pizza. Just fucking calm your tits.
Your cat'll be fine. Don't worry.
And that's exactly where the mentality of Angel Grove has gone now. They're like, the Rangers got that. I don't give a fuck. Fucking traffic jam? Oh, I'll call the Power Rangers. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't remember all that much after that in terms of the ninja encounter.
I
want to say that Billy gets poisoned during that.
And that's
like,
where he gets un.
Yeah, and he has to get unmasked because for some reason poison is cured by taking Power Ranger masks off.
I don't know. Let's see. Anyway, to continue. Later that week, Rangers watch newcomers win a ninja tournament against a team of undefeated yet arrogant champs who caused the stroller incident in the first place. Zed is interested in recruiting them. So yes, I want to say this is the Evil Rangers.
No, Evil Rangers was in Green No More.
Billy was wrestling with Zed's evil snake. Yeah, okay. Okay, so yeah, you're right.
Yep. He fought with that stupid snake. The snake bit him. It was poisonous. He couldn't breathe, so they took his mask off because that's how you cure poison in the Power Ranger universe. Just take your mask off. You'll be fine. Just roll around. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then the new teens saw who he was.
The new teens seen his face, and then 25 was... And that's when they were like, we'll keep your secret. 25 was a monster of global proportions... And 26 was Zed Waves. I don't know what Zed Waves is. That's the last episode on this collection. Hmm. Looking
son
for
of a bitch.
I guess he's looking it up. Zed Waves. But that was the last one on this.
So it sounds like only a handful of useful story ones.
Which is kind of common. Kind of common. There's an awful lot of filler when we talk about some Power Rangers.
Tons of filler.
Tons of filler. It's like 2 episodes of story filler for the next 9.
Goddamn car commercials. Okay. Angel Grove is in the site of the exciting Stone Canyon Triathlon. Zed interrupts the event using one of his monsters to hypnotize the crowd into obedience. Even the Power Rangers struggle against Zed's power. That's all they have is the synopsis. There's
check
not
that
an
out.
Plot.
That means that the last episode, if
is
you go,
filler.
If you go and buy this lovely thing here, if you go and buy this
Season 2, Volume 1,
your final, the episode that makes you want to see what's next
is filler.
Is fucking filler.
Now the picture that I have, which I'll probably save and give to Scotty. Yep, there, saved it. Is the Power Rangers with their arms out doing the fucking mummy walk.
Or kind of a...
Yeah, like a zombie mummy
walk.
No. So the Rangers are hypnotized.
Oh my god, I remember that episode.
It's yellow, yes. Red, and black at least.
That episode is so full of dumb.
Which is the reason why the newbies probably jump in.
Oh my god, it's so full of dumb.
Yeah, I know. And again, I'm still trying to think of when they fucking turn them into fucking babies.
So...
I want to say that's probably the next part of that is when Zed turns them into fucking
important
kids.
Episodes.
The first time they do get turned.
Episodes that are worth watching for this set are 1, 2, and 3, which is the Mutiny 1, 2, and 3.
The White Light.
Might be interested in 7 and 8, which is the Green Dream and the Power Stealer. And then 12 and 13 is Green No More. 14 is Missing Green. 17 and 18 is White Light. After that, 22, 23, and 24. So that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 decent episodes of a 26-episode set. So once again,
half,
which is pretty common. About half of Power Rangers is usually filler. That is common practice. It's usually about 50 episodes is a season, or used to be, talking about back then, 50 episodes is a season, and about 25 of them are storyline-based. The rest is Zed sends monster or Rita sends monster. Rangers fight putties, Rangers fight monster, Rangers kill monster, monster grows, Rangers get dinosaurs, dinosaurs kill. And then if there is character development, it's pretty much stupid, like...
We didn't have enough footage of the actual Sentai, so...
Like,
quick, somebody throw something at Bulk and Skull.
Usually the character development is
talk
really
to Zordon.
Weak.
Show Zordon, like, staring at Kimberly's tits through the viewing globe.
Because the actual development of characters is usually done in those main stories. The rest is usually really cliche shit, like Kimberly likes to cook.
And Zed, Billy's sitting around tinkering with the fucking watches.
And Billy creates a invention that makes no sense whatsoever. And
then blows up in his face.
You know, he should be a fucking millionaire. He created a machine that allowed people to, like, he could swap brain waves. So, like, if me and you both stood in the machine, my brain waves would transfer to you and your brain waves would transfer to me. And then I would be you and you would be me. He could switch bodies with people, and it's permanent.
Yeah.
Until his machine reverses it. Yeah. But if Billy could do something like that, then what's to keep him from creating robotic bodies and giving people eternal life?
If he really fucking wanted to, he could market these watches.
That teleport?
Yeah. They're five.
Oh, and they work like phones. Yeah. And back then, this was 1990 what?
4 or 5. No, 5 or 6, I think.
I don't know, I was guessing maybe 4 or 5.
I don't know, regardless, it was back when a cell phone was a goddamn brick, and in order to walk around with a laptop, you were essentially walking around with, no joke, a keyboard.
You're talking the time of, like, the IBM think tank.
Yeah.
They were, like, big fat books, and you could actually pull the board out.
Yeah.
And when you upgraded the unit, you would actually pull the board out and just buy a new board and click that bitch in.
You were literally walking around with your fucking original Xbox on a fucking strap. You would sit down in a chair or at a table, lift up literally like the laptop screen that you would have now, and then you'd have like a giant-ass keyboard and all you could really do was type shit on it. In order to hook up a printer, you needed 6 different cables to hook that bitch up.
Well, it is what it is, but look, Billy created a watch that works as a cell phone and a teleportation device. As long as the signal is reaching somewhere, like, I would be like, I'd have to call Seth. Beep! And Seth would be like, what's up? I'm on my way over.
Yeah. Just got out the shower. Let me put some underwear on.
Yeah.
Don't you come over again.
He's all of a sudden like, I'm already mid-teleport. Hey, Seth. Yeah, what's up? I'm on my way over. Oh, you should wait, because I need to put on... Oh, Seth, what the shit, man?
Ah, fuck
and
you.
Seth would say, I pay rent.
Hey, you're the one who came here.
I pay my rent, motherfucker.
I pay my rent.
And then strut away. Oh, that's a story for another time. Oh, God, the disembodied voice is getting up. Oh, walking away. Good, good. For those of you who don't understand that reference, there was a time when the disembodied voice and myself lived together, and I had forgotten something in my room while I was buck-ass naked and didn't realize he was coming home. So I walk from the bathroom to get my shower into my room, and Jeremy turns the corner. He's like, the fuck are you doing, guy? And I go,
I pay my rent. Fuck you. He fucking strutted off to the bathroom.
He's just naked as shit. I pay my rent. Now, if you enjoy funny stories like that, I'm going to plug the website, fandomnight.com. What's up, Fandom Night? That's what that show is. It's just us talking bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's like, it's movie reviews and talking bullshit. You might like, if you like stories like that, What's Up? Go to the What's Up Fandom Night and view the What's Ups. Those are where
those
stories are.
Or listen to my rants, because sometimes those get funny.
Yep, those are where those stories are.
And I apologize for me smoking on, in your audio, but seeing as how I'm at home recording those, fuck you.
But yeah, that was this season, so look, we got 13 episodes of a 26-episode thing that you bought. So, just like all the time, we got to rate this thing and say whether or not it's worth actually owning this part of the series.
And, of course, I put my phone away.
And for me, the introduction of the White Ranger, the destruction of the Green Ranger, the creation of Lord Zedd, I'm a 4. I think this is one of the best chapters in the Ranger history.
Do we rate each volume, or do we rate the season?
We're rating this volume. Okay. Do you think it's worth people owning this volume? Like, right now, they could buy this at Walmart. That's what we're talking about. Is it worth them owning this part of the legacy?
I'm going to give it a 3.8.
And for me, I'm at a solid 4. I think it was great. It's true that there's only about 13 reasonable episodes, but all 13 of them are etched hardcore in Ranger history. Like, there are still Ranger shows today that are talking about these episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'd say it's definitely part of the legacy, and I would recommend people gain it for the lore of the Power Rangers, and I'd just be giving it, like, a 3.5.
Goddamn repeating decimals. We have a 3.77. However, seeing as how it stops, this would be a 3.76666667.
3.77.
Yes.
It's 3.77. All right, people. That was the Sentai review. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.